So, John, you live in Pine Village now, right?
No, not in Pine Village. 3 miles northwest on Acres Road, 1120 East AKERS Road.
Well, all right. So, John, it looks like...
where I'm living with my daughter.
Okay. And it looks like, John, you got a Bachelor of Ag in 1939.
I had what?
You got your BS degree in 1939.
Right. Yeah, I'm a boiler maker.
There you betcha. Well, before we talk about your life, I mean, at college, what was it? Did you grow up on a farm, John?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have an agricultural. See, Dad was the agricultural trustee on the Purdue Board trustees.
Yep. Well,
I think they had, at the time he was, I believe they had two agricultural representatives, because you can check the records on this, but I think the guy that was good friend of him was a guy by the name of Simpson.
That's correct.
Who lived down around Vincennes, and I think he was big in the orchard department.
That's exactly right. So one was a horticulture, and then your dad was represented.
Dad was in animal husbandry.
All right. Do you happen to...
You didn't probably know that Dad was a prophet. I always laughed about that.
He was a what?
Did you know that Dad was a prophet, Purdue?
No, I did not. Oh, yes, I did. I guess I picked it up for a while.
Wasn't his cup of tea.
No. Well, so tell me a little bit about the farm you grew up on, John.
Yeah, it's over in Marion, Indiana. You know Marion?
Yes, sir.
Grant County. The farm is located in Liberty Township, Grant County. And the north end of our farm borders on the road from Gas City, Jonesboro West to Greentown. That is, I think it's 22 or U.S. 35.
And so, John, what did you
our
guys...
Our farm is between State Road 37, which runs from Marion to Noblesville, and State Road 9, which runs from Marion to Anderson. So we're between the two.
Is the farm still in the family?
It was originally a 160-acre farm, and my brother and dad bought an 80-acre south of it, so today it's a 240-acre farm.
Who farms it today, John?
Which is very small in modern standards.
Yep. Is the farm still in the family?
Yeah. Yeah, I own 56 and a half acres of it.
Okay. And so, John, when you were growing...
I'm trying to get my... It's managed by... You know Harold Halderman?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a big shot. He's a head honcho with that farm service, and they manage the farm.
John, when you were growing...
For myself, it used to be for myself and my sister, and, of course, my brother Bud, who was J.C. Edgerton. He lived there. He was. He and Dad were in the seed business over there. You know, a small seed business. It was kind of like my friend here in Warren County, Matt Martin. Did you ever know him?
Nope.
Yeah, he was. Did you know the guy that, you know, Sonny Beck's dad?
I know Sonny Beck's dad.
What's his first name?
Talked to Sonny. John?
I was trying to think of his name.
No, I don't. But when you were growing up, John, yeah. when you were growing up on that farm, what did you guys raise?
Well, see, I graduated. That's a long story. You got a long time?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to get my life story. Anyway, let's see. I was born in Illinois. I wasn't born in Indiana. You ever heard of Rock Island, Illinois?
Yes, sir. On the western part of the state.
They're known as the Tri-Cities. Rock Island, Moline,
yep.
Davenport, Iowa.
Yep.
And you probably won't believe this. My dad, he was something else. He was a They didn't call them county agents in Illinois. They called them farm advisors. That's comparable to a county agent. And, see, I was born there when Dad, now I can't give you dates. I'm not, at my advanced age, I'm not real good on dates. But Dad was a county agent there, I know, for 5 years, because I was there from zero, you know, zero, yep. That's when you're born. I was from there until I was 5 years old, and we moved from Illinois back to the farm when I was five. So I know he was a county agent up there for 5 years.
And so he came...
It could have been longer than that.
And so he came to the farm, and what did you grow on your farm when you were, you know, from 5 years to through high school?
Dad was big in horses.
Okay.
You don't grow horses. Well, anyway, he's a guy, he liked Belgian horses, my dad. And, yeah, well, you know, we raised the usual then. They always had a... Now today it's the corn, beans, and Florida rotation, but then it was corn, beans, and usually clover or some kind of oats, you know, or a small grain. It wasn't that corn, beans, and Florida rotation.
All right. And so, did you have cattle, hogs?
I don't remember what kind of cattle he had. Yeah, I think it was, what was it? He didn't have, my father-in-law had shorthorns. He didn't have shorthorns yet. I think he fed cattle some, too.
Okay. So if he fed cattle...
Right, see, after my brother got out of Purdue, he was 6.5 years older than I was, and my sister was 8.5 years old. And I got to tell you a story. When I was born at home in Rock Island, Illinois. And my sister told my mother to send this boy back and get me a sister. So we always laughed about that. She was a great gal. She lived in Morristown, Indiana.
Yep. So
the guy by the name of Bob Jones.
So how did your father then was here, and then somehow he must have known John Skinner.
I didn't get that.
Yep, he must have known John Skinner somewhere along the line. Do you remember your dad talking about Dean Skinner, John Skinner?
I remember my dad. Good Lord, yeah.
What?
You know, he was good. I tell you, Dad was a guy that. You know, you heard that song about accentuate the positive? That was my dad. He always looked on the bright side.
What?
I don't care where it was raining, cats and dogs. He said there will be another day for sunshine. He was that kind of a guy.
You betcha.
He was a great guy.
Can you remember much any stories of him and Skinner, John Skinner?
Oh, John Skinner, that was his favorite dean of agriculture. Oh, yeah. Skinner?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Because, see, to tell you the whole story, see, Dad was a Purdue 1906 graduate. And with my dad, it was mandatory. It wasn't... It wasn't a question of where you wanted to. You went to Purdue, period. So, my sister was 8.5 years older, and she graduated from Purdue with a home ec degree. And my brother was 6.5 years older than I was, and he graduated with an animal husbandry bid, I think it was. And anyway, when I was... See, the first 7 years in school, I went to a one-room school over at Marion, Indiana, and we lived on the farm, you know, I told you where the farm was.
Yep.
We lived on the farm, and I went to a one-room grade school for the first 7 years of my life, and when the when Janet, my sister, and Bud, and my brother were old enough to go to Purdue, Dad rented out the farm. I can't tell you for sure where he rented it out or he hired a guy. His guy's name was A.C. Ault. A-S-A-A-U-L-T, a heck of a nice guy. But he took care of the farm, and Dad moved the whole family to West Lafayette, Indiana. And here I was in the eighth grade when he did that. And man, I'd had the first 7 years in a country one-room school. Well, when we moved to West Lafayette, it was the first year they opened up Morton School. You know where Morton
I know exactly where it's at, yes.
I do too.
Yep.
And here was a rural kid from Marion, Indiana, in West Lafayette, and in the grade schools, I was number one in the class over at Marion. But boy, I came to West Lafayette in eighth grade, and they had professors, sons, and daughters in West Lafayette schools. And I wasn't number one.
What?
I made good grades,
but you bet.
I couldn't compete with those professors' kids.
What do you, because you're...
That was the first... Beg your pardon.
I was going to say, your dad then went to school, and you're here. What were some stories that your dad told about Skinner? Anything as a student or working with him as a trustee? Do you remember any stories? Or?
The only thing I know about Dean Skinner was his son, Bob Skinner.
Yes.
Because Bob Skinner was my dear friend, the closest friend I had at West Lafayette High School. And we were buddy-buddy. I mean, you know, and Dad was close. Dad and Dean Skinner were like two peas in a pod. I mean, and it was the same thing with his boy. See, Bob was the youngest one of the Skinner family. You probably remember his sister, Mary Elizabeth. He was secretary to the president later on at Purdue University. Or do you remember that?
Yes, I do. So what were some things?
Bob Skinner was my best friend at high school.
We
even had names we called each other. I was Joe Brunk, and he was, I was Jake Schatz, and he was Joe Brunk. You know, that was high school kids. And Bob Skinner was my best friend because he just lived down the street. He lived at the corner of Stadium in Salisbury. You know where that is?
I know.
Well, I lived down the street at 152 East Stadium. So we were bosom buddies from high school big time. And Bob, unfortunately, drowned in Lake Lemon. That was a tragedy.
How was your father and Skinner close in what ways?
How was my father what?
And how was your father and Skinner close in what regards? You said they were like peas in a pod, I think.
Well, after all, Dad was the agricultural representative on the board of trustees. And Dean Skinner was the dean of agriculture. And when he retired, Dad was the next guy that got, what was the guy's name after Dean Skinner? Come on, you're
Reed.
You're a Purdue guy.
Dr. Reed or Reed?
Reed, Harry Reed.
Harry Reed.
That was the guy. And Harry Reed could thank his job as Dean of School of Agriculture to my dad because he went to bat for him. I mean, you know, on the Board of Trustees.
Yeah.
He was elected Dean of Agriculture, that's for sure. And Dad was the instrument on the Board of Trustees that got him his position. But Dad was really close. He was closer. Dad was close to Harry Reid, but he wasn't as close to Harry Reid as he was to Dean Skinner. It was a little different. I'll explain it. It was a little different type of friendship.
Okay.
But that's the way the cookie crumbled.
Yep. So then you came to Purdue. What did you, what made you come to Purdue? Just because everybody went to Purdue?
Take it to Purdue.
Okay.
I was the oddball because I took dairy manufacturing. I didn't take animal husbandry. And I knew the Purdue Creamery quite well.
So you came here and
We moved to, I got to tell you about, we moved to West Lafayette, seeing Dad. I can't remember where he rented the farm to A.C. Alder, just hired him. But anyway, he came here and he became the farm manager. Do you remember the old City Trust company on the east side of the square?
That I don't, nope.
Yeah, well, anyway, it merged with the Lafayette National. I think my remembrance is correct on that. And Dad was farm manager for that bank. And then later on, he got in business for himself. And I can tell you where his office was. If you know anything about Lafayette, you know where the Baltimore clothes shop was.
No, I don't. Nope, I don't know that one.
It was right on the corner. You know, well, I'm talking about the northeast corner of the square.
Okay.
On one side of the, was the Lafayette Bank and Trust building. You know where that is?
I know where that's at. Was.
And then on the other side was the Baltimore Clothes Shop, Men's Clothing. And then down the street, and I can't remember, I think it was before you got to the alley. Dad had an office up on the second floor of that building. And I can't recall the name of the building. Anyway, he opened up his own farm management business. And when I graduated from Purdue, of course, I was the last guy out. See, I had my older brother and sister already graduated. But when I graduated, he sold his farm management business. Did you ever know Clarence Collings?
No, I don't. No,
Clarence,
sir.
Clarence Collings was the county agent, you know, where Huntington County, Indiana.
I know where that's at.
Well, he was the county agent there, and Dad sold his business to Clarence Collings. Nice guy, a former county agent, sir. And Dad moved in back to Jonesboro, Indiana, where he owned an elevator over there.
All right. Well, tell me.
He was in business with my brother.
Okay.
In the seed business. They were similar to Sonny Beck's dad.
You bet. Did you, when,
you know, at that time, they were comparable in size. They small grains, and they sold seed corn. Oats and wheat, so all kinds of.
John, do you remember as a freshman taking livestock, the classes in livestock?
I took dairy manufacturing.
Yeah, did you have to take at that time
I wasn't on the judging team or anything like that. I wasn't good enough for that department, I guess. I don't know. I was president of the dairy club.
There you go. Can you, so then the dairy at the time was right on campus.
Did I what?
The dairy was right on campus.
Yeah.
The farm was here.
You know where Smith Hall is?
Yep.
Is it still there?
It's still there.
Yeah, that's Smith Hall. Gee, that's the ice cream headquarters. Heck, every student knew where the ice cream place was.
You bet. So you, did you ever go to the, did you ever compete, you said, I think you didn't, did you ever compete in any of the livestock
no.
competitive shows?
I never did.
All right.
I never did do that.
Did you?
Because I moved to West Lafayette, West Lafayette, Morton School in 8th grade, so I never did.
Okay. Did you? How were classes?
I was a steady boy.
Yeah. How were classes? Were they pretty hard at the time, John? Did you find the classes hard?
I mean, it was
at Purdue.
At grade school?
No, at Purdue.
Oh, not exceptional. I got by. I got to tell you one story. I won't tell you who the prof was. I won't tell you anything other than, have you ever heard of a grade at Purdue called an H?
I sure have. That's the high honors.
I can tell you, I got one of those. And whether I deserved it or not is a question, because, see, my dad was a trustee then. You can't tell me that doesn't carry weight, right?
You bet.
Did
you have any of your old report cards, John?
Did I what?
Do you have any of your old report cards?
At Purdue?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I might. Yeah, I don't know where I can find them or not.
So I'm looking for old report cards. That would help me.
I hadn't thought about that for ages. I don't know.
So you might let one of your daughters know that she...
She can help me. I was a pretty fair student. I never flunked anything.
Where was most your...
The toughest course I had was a physics course. And you knew who the professor was?
No.
There was a friend of mine at the high school. Sherman was his last name. And you know what? I shouldn't say this over the phone, but he had a nickname. You know, certain profs, and he was known as Scorby Too Sherman.
What did he teach?
But he was a good guy, and that was a physics. And a chemistry course, organic chemistry, and it was I sat by a gal who was they sat you alphabetically, and her name was Eldridge. And my name was Edgerton, so we sat side by side. And she married, did you remember a basketball player, Red Lambert?
Yeah, the Lambert Fieldhouse, right?
Yeah, Red Lambert?
Yep.
Well, he was a basketball player at Purdue, and that was his girlfriend. And they got married, in fact, and he coached at Attica, Indiana. I remember that. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Were you in classes where they were mainly ag students, or were your classes a mixture of everybody?
I went different places. What was that? University Hall.
Was
that an English class or something there?
But I mean, when you're English and math and physics and chemistry, were they my...
I had physics course, I said, with Scorby Too Sherman.
Okay.
He's a good guy, and his boy was a classmate of mine at West Lafayette School. He was a good kid. He was a good friend of mine.
Do you remember anything called the Little International?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Where did you graduate? What building? Do you remember where you graduated?
Oh, boy. I remember who gave our 50-year speech.
Did you ever meet...
I tell you where our 50-year speech was. It was out at the Radisson. You know where the Radisson is?
Yep.
Or used to be. Is it? No, it's not the Radisson now. It's something else. Anyway, you know who the speaker was at our 50th?
Who's that?
The best president Purdue ever had. I called him Hair Baring.
Oh, Baring.
Stephen Baring. You remember him?
Yes, still living.
He was good. He was my kind of guy.
When you graduated, did you walk up on a stage?
Oh, God. Now you're asking me stuff like that.
Or did you walk around campus? Did you, like, a big old long line?
I'm not sure. I can't remember. God, man, I'm lucky if I can remember what happened yesterday.
Did you ever meet Dean Skinner?
Oh, Dean Skinner? My God, yes. His boy was my best friend.
Yeah, so you got to...
Bob Skinner.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was he...
God, yes.
Was, as a student, did you ever meet...
Oh, I can't recall that, no.
Do you remember where his office was at?
No.
Okay.
But it didn't... You know, it's not...
In your memory.
One of those things that impressed me.
You betcha.
I was more familiar with his son.
When you got through with Purdue, what did you do then, John?
Well, my first job was with the Borden Company in Terre Haute, Indiana. You know where Terre Haute is?
Yes, sir.
You know where Wabash Avenue is?
That I don't know.
That's the main drag, buddy.
That's the main one going through town?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Borden had an ice cream plant. That was my first job. I was labeled as a chemist.
Okay.
I didn't last very long there because I was the 35th guy drafted out of Terre Haute in WW2.
Okay.
I was drafted a year before Pearl Harbor when Franklin Delano said, oh, you'll only be in a year. And then Pearl Harbor happened December 7th. And that was when I knew there's no way on this God's earth that I was going to get out in a year. So I had 2 years of ROTC at Purdue University, and I immediately filed for Officer Candidate School. And I became, what do they call those second lieutenants? They had a name for them. Got out of it. But that was,
so the ROTC helped you then?
I was in the Army Division. I was a range officer with the 135th AAA Anti-Aircraft Gun Battalion.
Yeah, that's a name for you.
We fired 90mm guns, which are comparable to the famous German 88. We had the same muzzle velocity. And when I was over in Europe, we fired more field artillery, which was our secondary term, than we did fired airplanes, because the German Air Corps was pretty well destroyed.
Did you?
But I got to tell you one thing. We had our protection over high flying air was a 90mm gun, and our protection over low flying aircraft was a 50 caliber machine gun. And I kid you not, a jet plane. I'm saying, and who is the guy that developed those jets? I think anyway, a jet plane flew over us, an experimental plane, about 200 feet above. And I'm telling you, we didn't even get those 50 caliber machine guns around till he was gone. So that further substantiated my belief that it was a good thing we got rid of Hitler.
You bet. Well, John, what do you remember about the Purdue farm?
Was I what?
What do you remember about the Purdue farm? Did you work on the farm? Did you have classes on the farm? What do you remember about the Purdue farm?
No, I didn't. See, I was in dairy manufacturing.
Yeah? So you didn't have to go out there as much?
You're talking like an animal husbandry guy.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't. I kind of morphed off of the deal.
was the creamery and all that, you had some of the latest machines at the time, did you not?
Had some of the what?
The latest technologies at the time. My understanding, that was a state-of-the-art building.
In the Army, I had...
No, in the dairy business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you were at Purdue, that Smith Hall, it was pretty impressive, the equipment, right?
Oh, yeah. That was my degree. Yeah, I was a lot of, see, I took 4 years of chemistry.
Okay.
That was mandatory then. And, I like to, you know, I enjoyed working for Borden. I was hoping I'd get transferred over to Columbus, Ohio, which was kind of their headquarters deal. But I got in the Army before I knew what was happening.
You know, I did forget to ask you before we wrap up a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to Farmers Institutes?
Going to where?
Farmers Institutes.
Oh, you mean the Quaker place?
No, this was the educational programs in the counties.
Oh, there's a place called Farmers Institutes.
Yeah, I know that. I just,
you know that?
I knew that, and that surprised me.
I had the wrong one. Oh, now come again with that question.
Did you ever attend any of the Farmers Institutes?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I can recall.
John, is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't? Because a lot of my questions.
About my dad. Oh, he was on. Dad, I tell you, Dad really. There was one guy on that board that Dad really liked, and I can tell you who he was. It was David Ross.
Yes.
Oh, Dad. Dad thought the world of that guy. That guy had a brilliant brain. He had a laser-like brain, and, you know, the guy never married. He was a bachelor. But he was just, Dad thought the world of that guy. And I think, and I can tell you this, honestly, I think he and Dad had a real good rapport, principally because it was agriculture, see. And I can tell you, David Ross, he was interested in agriculture big time, big time. And I think he was always Dad's favorite on the board. Of course, he liked Mrs. Meredith okay, you know.
You bet.
There was other people, but, and there was all the Hillenbrands, you know, Batesville casket guys on it.
But I know your dad did a lot for the School of Ag, at least reading the letters. That was pretty important.
He was a boiler all the way.
You betcha.
Yes, sir.
Well, John, I think that answers my questions.
Yeah.
I will, if I can think some more, can
thank
I give...
Thank you for calling. And, I told one guy, I've given interviews to newspapers when I was a delegate to the National Convention, but I never did get an interview over the telephone.
Well...
94, I've got a first.
You got a first. That's good.
Yeah,
well, if you...
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Thanks.